Do you have an update for the Caribou Lake fire?
So crews received several loads of supplies on Tuesday afternoon today by helicopter. And although there was limited heat showing in the thermal IR mapping that we spoke about, firefighters are actually finding heat about 2 feet under the surface. And they're using this tool called the Rogue Beast.
Okay, did you say a rogue beast?
Yep, which is kind of like an axe and a Pulaski to be able to dig deep into the earth. Ketchumak Emergency Services continued to support the effort, including using an engine today out wetting down the helispot because it's so dry and dusty out there, just to be able to help facilitate getting the supplies out to the crews. There's still some visible smoke consistent that we've had for the last few days from the fire, and we're beginning to see an increase in recreationalist hunters in the area. So just a reminder to avoid the fire area, the helispot, and respect the TFR.
Okay, so, and you're saying you're finding hunters and people out there recreating in the fire area?
Yep, we're starting to see an increase, and that has to do with hunting season. So we're asking people to avoid the actual fire area and the helispot that's down at the end of the Sargent Road.
Okay.
And then also we have the TFR, the temporary flight restriction. That's how we're getting all of our gear out there, mostly, you know, with the sling loads and the helicopter.
And were you able to increase the containment level?
We're still waiting for those numbers to come in, but everything is holding. The northern dozer line has been an area where they were finding heat, but they've been able to hold it today. When I left the helipot, they had hooked up the bucket onto the helicopter to get more water out there, just because they are still finding heat along that dozer line. Control along that 900 acres of perimeter, they keep getting that every day. You have 80 firefighters out there. A lot of really good work is happening. Some of the logistics, as we all understand, is a challenge because it's not on the road system. So getting the hose and pumps out there, that has been a little bit of a delay, but it seems like what I saw today, that they're getting a lot more gear in.
And how close are you to demobilizing the firefighters on the North Fork fire?
I believe they will be demobilized tomorrow. They've been doing all that heavy gritting, making sure that there's no heat remaining, and things are looking solid enough for them to be able to demob those two crews. So Zigzag and the Yukon will be able to either take 2 days R&R if they need it and be resource ordered to another fire, be absorbed by one of these bigger fires, possibly Swan, or go back on the rotation list.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the update, and I look forward to hearing confirmation tomorrow, possibly, that the firefighters have been demobilized at the North Fork.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.